This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. And it always is so great to have Mark Goldman. I was just saying, I feel like it's been forever since you've been on, Mark Goldman, but welcome back as always, managing partner at Goldman McCormick, PR, talk show commentator, and someone who's very much involved in the world of cannabis and the movement of cannabis. So welcome back. Now,
you have got some fabulous
stories. As we scan the globe with great, great information for all of us today, shall we begin with your number one story? I think it is a
drum roll, please. All right.
Drum roll, please. Yes.
Exactly. Drum roll, please. All right. So, Frankie, nearly 43% of young adults used marijuana in 2021. That is the headline they are saying. Anyway, marijuana use among young adults reached its all-time high, wink, wink, last year, with nearly 43% of 19 to 30-year-olds saying that they had used marijuana in the past 12 months. According to a research funded by the National Institute of Drug Abuse and conducted by the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research, the monitoring of the Future Report found a steady increase in marijuana usage in the age group over the past decade, rising from 29% in 2011 to 34% in 2016. The researchers, Frankie, also reported that the use of hallucinogens, psychedelic drugs that alter a person's perception of reality, such as LSD, peyote, and mushrooms, were less common than marijuana use in the same age group. But that, too, is kind of increasing, up 3% from a decade ago to 8% in 2021. All very interesting stuff.
I think it's fascinating. I don't know about the mushroom story and the psychedelics, because they are having a moment in time, and they are really big right now. So I don't know where they're getting their info from, but I know they are huge at this moment. Huge.
You know what? I would happen to agree with you. And a lot of people, or not a lot of people, but some doctors are actually using a lot of these psychedelic drugs, whether it be mushrooms or ketamine or, others, to treat for mental health issues and other things. That's kind of interesting as well.
Yes, yes. Mark, this is a – are you surprised by the number – of 43% 19 to 30-year-olds saying that they have used marijuana in the past 12 months. Are you surprised by this number?
I am not surprised at all, and I would have thought it would have been a hell of a lot more, to be honest with you.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I agree with you. Even if they have children or
adolescents, even younger than this, are utilizing it. So.
Now, the second story...
Hey,
this one blew me
away. The second story. Let me ask
yes.
a quick question. Do you feel that for recreational marijuana, do you think there should be an age limit on that to purchase? Or recreational or medical?
Yes. Absolutely, I do. I don't think, for the medical, it's tough because there are, like, for example, you're a perfect example. If you were 17 and had Tourette's and cannabis or the entourage effect using both the CBD and the cannabis could help you, I would say absolutely go for it. But
okay,
I think
but
for
I
the...
Should I be able to buy it on my own, or should I just be able to have a parent buy it for me at that point?
I don't know about that. I think you should be at least 21. I don't know. The same as alcohol.
You know what they just did recently on Long Island, New York, or even actually in the state of New York? They just, even though the law is kind of wrong, they just banned whipped cream cans. So you need to be 21 years old to go into a store, I believe, and buy whipped cream.
Why is that, Mark?
Because people, I guess, get high off the nitrate.
From the air and the whipped cream can.
What the politicians tried to do originally was just ban the nitrate, and then it became whipped cream cans as well. So that's really, really kind of interesting there. In fact, I was at the supermarket just the other day, and I was buying some alcoholic beverages, some adult beverages, and a can of whipped cream, because, you know, what goes better with alcoholic beverages than whipped cream, right? And they ID'd me. It was the strangest thing ever.
And you what?
They ID'd me for whipped cream. It was very, very strange.
They ID'd you for the whipped cream? Wow, that's intense.
I had to show my license and prove I was over 21 for whipped cream.
I don't know if there should be an age limit, because I think it's different. I think that the world of cannabis is different than alcohol. But I also feel, though, that recreational use of cannabis, that you should be of a certain age, because I just think that the brain's still developing.
Absolutely.
And
let's just make everything.
You know, that's just my two cents worth. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
Now, smoking marijuana is now more popular than smoking tobacco in the U.S.? My mouth is still open over this story.
You know, and I think it's fantastic if this is true. Anyway, according to a recent Gallup poll, and of course Gallup is very well respected, 16% of Americans said they smoked marijuana in the past week, while 11% said they smoked a tobacco cigarette as of recent. It marks the first time that smoking pot is more popular than smoking cigarettes in America. It is also the highest percentage of reported past week marijuana use since Gallup began tracking this data since 2013 or so. Experimentation with the substance have also grown in America by a large amount. Frankie, in 1969, when Gallup first asked a question of whether you have, if you happen to try marijuana, only 4% of Americans answered yes. Today, nearly half of Americans said they've tried it. Kind of weird. In 1969, you know, Woodstock was going on. A lot of people were experimenting, I guess, with marijuana and other things. And I would have thought that number would have been a lot more, unless people just weren't being honest.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right.
I agree.
I'm loving topic three, because I think it's time that there not be discrimination. I want to go back to the Tourette's for just a moment, and you've been so open about your story on this show, so that's why I'm using this as an example.
But somebody else.
Yes, it's true. If someone has Tourette's and they need to take a cannabis product into the office, what do they do? How do they deal with it? More than likely, they're going to be fired because they're using cannabis on the job, not understanding that that's going to help them with their condition.
Right. I think overall, if you need to utilize cannabis or something on the job, there are other forms than smoking. There's edibles, which are, you know, very easy to utilize. There are drops, equally, you know, easy to utilize. I mean, if they have to vape, go outside, or however else you take it. But overall, I think there are a lot easier ways to do this, where, you know, years ago, maybe there wasn't.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So tell us about Gavin Newsom.
Yep. So the California governor, Gavin Newsom, has signed another pair of marijuana reform bills, including one that provides protections for medical cannabis patients against discrimination in healthcare. This is gigantuan, and I applaud this guy. Ahead of the end of legislation sessions last week, lawmakers delivered a number of cannabis measures to the governor in the final push. The former legislation makes it so doctors cannot discriminate against patients by denying medication or treatment based on positive THC tests. if the person is a registered medical cannabis patient in that state. It further stipulates that medical professionals can be penalized for administering treatment to a patient who uses medical marijuana in compliance with state law. I think this is fascinating. I think it's a great idea. And it's a win-win all around.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely. And Frankie, just as well, advocates are also saying that this is necessary to clear up confusion among physicians about how to manage patients' treatments, when they test positive for THC. Some patients have reported being cut off from opiate prescriptions for pain because they use medical cannabis. That's huge. And that could be a big, big problem.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We have so much more. He is with us, Mark Goldman, managing partner at Goldman McCormick PR. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More breaking news stories you do not want to miss.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And we have with us in the co-pilot seat today, Mark Goldman, Managing Partner at Goldman McCormick PR. And Mark, I just have a quick question for you.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for years now on the show. We've been doing segments for a lot of years.
Right.
And I have to say I'm a little disappointed and the lack of movement, and I think a lot of it had to do with COVID, but a lack of movement about the cannabis world. And it just seems like there's the, and no pun intended, but the buzz isn't quite what it was.
Right. Hey, you know, and I agree with you. Big time within that respect.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it's just...
Maybe it's just because people are getting used to the whole situation, as where before it was maybe taboo, you know?
Yeah, could be. It could be. Absolutely could be. All right, now, you have another story for us that hemp was supposed to save Texas farmers during a drought. Well, apparently it hasn't yet. What's the story?
Absolutely. So when the Texas legislature legalized hemp in 2019, State Senator Charles Perry called hemp the hot crop, a drought-resistant lifeline for farmers. Let's say that again, the hot crop, a drought-resistant lifeline for farmers. Anyway, it got by the Senate and the House with a unanimous vote, pardon me. It had the backing of the Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller. But since the legislation, farmers have lost interest in hemp, especially the kind grown for fiber and grain to make clothes, textiles, and paper. Those who were invested had yet to see returns and say hemp, like other crops, is struggling across the state during one of the driest years on records. Farmers across Texas are having to cut their losses by abandoning failing crops to save valuable resources. And with so much at stake, Frankie, some farmers aren't willing to risk, their investment in hemp. And you know what? Who could blame them, really?
No, who could? Absolutely. You can't blame them. I mean, this was supposed to be their golden crop.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they
exactly. Yes,
you know
yes,
what?
And it has been.
So many farmers all over the country, including Texas, invested so much money in hemp, in growing hemp, in, you know, supplying hemp, and it just really not working out so much, because not only Texas, but so many other states were just so dry and so in need of rain.
It's just been terrible.
They just were not there. So.
Yes, it's just been terrible. I mean, between Phoenix and even San Jose, 97, and Texas today, 94, but that's just typical for Texas, and even San Diego's 90 degrees. I mean, we're seeing Death Valley, 125 degrees. I mean, that's just craziness. Crazy.
Absolutely.
So,
just to follow up on that, the Texas Hemp Growers Association, Frankie, they said, and they kind of reiterate what we said, they don't want to waste their time, their money, their land on anything on hemp right now at all, because of, you know, losing money and not being productive here.
Right. So, Mark, this is the problem we have. It's a catch-22. The regulations still have not come down from the FDA, the CDC. We're still waiting to see, is it a supplement? Is it considered food? Is it, you know, We still
you know,
are
really
not
interesting about this all is when the FDA came down on CBD. You know, that was kind of quick.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're in a new frontier, a new world, and it's going to take, as you say, it's going to take time and education, and that's what we try to do on this show. Absolutely what we try to do. But I love your next story because Big Pharma is finally, there's a little bite being taken out of the Big Pharma budget, huh? Tell us
Absolutely.
A little bit about
I'd
the
like
next
to thank
story.
Frankie Boyer Show for educating the public on this. Anyway, Frankie, pharmaceutical industry suffers billions with a B in losses after states legalize marijuana, according to a new study. The pharmaceutical industry takes a serious economic hit after states legalize marijuana, with an average loss of nearly $10 billion for drug makers per each legislation event, according to a first-of-its-kind study. Frankly, the peer-reviewed research articles published in the journal of PLOS-1 just recently looked at stock return and prescription drug sales data for 556 pharmaceutical companies from 1996 to 2019, analyzing market trends before and after the enactment of medical and adult use cannabis legislation laws at the state level. Very, very interesting. The stock returns were 1.5 to 2% lower at 10 days. After legislation, the study authors found, returns decreased in response to both medical and recreational legalization, for both generic and brand drug makers. Also, Frankie, investors anticipate a single legislation event to reduce drug makers' annual sales by $3 billion on average. This is huge, huge, huge. This is actually, you know, I hate to knock the pharmaceutical industry because, you know, they've done a lot of great things, but this is a wonderful study.
Absolutely. Really is. It's a fabulous, fabulous. This is really very exciting stuff. Very, very
Absolutely.
Exciting. And it's the reason why, a lot of the reason why there's been stoppage because the lobbying groups really have tried very hard to hold back the cannabis groups, the
exactly.
cannabis movement.
Exactly. And you know it's obviously opiates are they're a horrible medicine harm, and the pharmaceutical companies put that out there, and it's really ruining a lot of people's lives. But guess what? Marijuana really has never ruined anybody's life. So I don't know. Just
no,
the thought
it really
of,
hasn't.
Thought of the day.
But you know what? We've done shows on all sides of the spectrum here. We just did a show with someone a few weeks ago talking about how there are certain strains, that the strains aren't what they were many, many years ago or decades ago, and they affect people differently today. They're stronger. We've done a show on how it's really critical for people to understand how intense this battle is, and not one fits all. It's personalized. It has to be personalized, Mark. What works for me is
Absolutely.
Not going to work for you.
100%. I totally agree with you.
Oh, and we are almost out of time. We didn't even get to all of our stories. Okay, so as always, thank you, Mark Goldman. And give us the best website where people can find out about the award-winning Goldman McCormick PR firm.
Absolutely. Such a pleasure being on all the time on the show talking about cannabis, hemp, marijuana, and such. Website's goldmanmccormick.com. That's G-O-L-D-M-A-N. I should really learn how to spell my name. McCormick, McCormick.com. Check us out. Write to us. Get in touch.
Thank you. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer will return in just a moment.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oreganol.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And so this is something that I wanted to share with all of you on Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, because the term psychedelics are being used in connection with cannabis. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. Is it one umbrella? I don't know. I don't know about that. But I do know that there are some healing tools. There are tools in our world right now that can help us elevate and find the next and give us a break from the harsh realities of sometimes the world that we're living in. And exploring mushrooms might be the way. Joining us today on Cannabis Talk are the men, two men that created the Journeymen Collective. And they are very much into exploring that inner part of us. And their story is a great story of how this all unfolded. And maybe it might be a place for you to also think about your own journey. And I guess the question, Rob and Gary, and welcome to the Cannabis Show, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. How does this fit in the world of cannabis? Just your thoughts before we even talk about the facility and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I firmly believe that cannabis is, when used in a intentional and reverential way, so having reverence for it, you can actually use it not just to get blasted on the sofa and eat munchies, but actually use it in a creative way, and it can help you to solve problems, or if you're having technical issues with work, or there are ways that you can actually work with that plant medicine, because we believe it's a plant medicine as well that may have been potentially demonized. And so it can be used on the creative side, and it's also beneficial. I've used it when I've experienced migraines in the past. So there's a definite use when used, I think, in moderation. I think there's been a cultural paradigm consisting of, like, smoking a lot and getting highly intoxicated versus just having a little, so that that frequency is within you and you start working with it.
Yes, yes, yes. You have been featured in Forbes and Bloomberg, Entrepreneur. The world is starting to understand the power of the mushroom. And I'm curious, where are you in your process of how the world is understanding the mushroom story today? And tell us what that mushroom story is.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we look way, way back, thousands and thousands of years ago, people were using mushrooms and using it, again, in a reverential way. And if we fast forward to 2022, we're working with it in that same way, where we have reverence and respect and integrity for that medicine, to really allow people to rest deeply into self and to clear out old energy in a safe and a luxurious way, where we do not have to suffer to heal. We don't have to run a physical gauntlet. We can rest really, really quietly, really, really deeply into a sacred journey to go inward.
Yes, absolutely. How did this all come about? Explain your story, please, Gary.
It came about 5 years ago. We were introduced to our shaman through a beautiful lady and suggested that this might be an adventure or journey that we might embark to move forward in our life. Because at a moment in time, we were a bit stuck, and I'd say we were in quagmire and just slowly moving and wondering what is the direction of our life supposed to be. Rob went to see the shaman on a local island just off of Vancouver, and when he came back, the change in Robert's energy, personality, he felt uplifted, motivated, and inspired for action to move forward in his life. And I thought, well, perhaps I need this shift too. So I also embarked on a journey with the same shaman and came back and said, Rob, you know, I think this is what we're supposed to do, because these are the signs and the signals that, and the messages that were came clearly through to me. And he says, I know, the same thing happened to me. And then we both sat down. We were working together as coaches and personal development coaches. And we thought, well, how can we implement this into our lives moving forward so other people in the world could feel and the benefits of what has happened and what can happen in the world, in your life. There's no need to stick to the norm of the regular habits, the regular routines. There's more beyond that. You can break free of those holds and restraints that you've put upon yourself or society has put upon yourself to explore and expand and grow. It's all an adventure. Life is one big adventure and discovery and to be creative, and sometimes we lose that direction in life.
Oh, absolutely. We do lose that direction. And I think that people need to be open to the message, because there's not much to fear here, is there?
No, I think the only thing to fear is fear itself. And when people really get present to that, then they actually start to... they're more willing to step into the unknown. And I think that is something that has been so heavily pressed upon us, to fear the unknown of, oh, no, no, don't do that. Or what if, what if, what if, when we actually find that deeper connection, that divine operating system that's within us starts powering up and leveling up in a new way. And then we start to consciously create our own reality, and we start to connect into, like Gary was saying, those signs, the breadcrumbs that are there for us. And when we actually start to do that, the fear starts to take a back seat.
What would you share with people the results, the end results? Are they going to see significant results at the end?
Yeah, it's different for everyone, because that's the way that we treat people. It's a bespoke, curated journey for people, and new businesses have been launched. Expansion of current businesses have been launched. And if we peel that back as well, that all comes from an expanded awareness. And each person is unique, and the way that an individual will, I guess, synthesize or process the energetic world that is around us is going to be different for every single individual. So your awareness will be heightened, your ability to sense and feel what's taking place in your love life, in your family, in your, if you have children, the connection that you have with your children. And I think a big, big benchmark is people really start to get present and really start to slow down and really start to nurture the relationships that they have. And I think that's one of the biggest things, is that they feel a deeper connection within themselves, and as a result, they feel a deeper connection with the people in their love lives, in their parental lives, and within their business lives.
And as we are talking today about this very beautiful experience, there's so much on your website, there's so much information, so many testimonials, and I just wanted people to hear another option that may be available that maybe can connect them to their souls again. So many have said that they got reconnected with their souls after doing the work with the mushroom.
We feel the soul connection is very important. It's very disconnected. We always use the analogy of the world, of people are going around the world with just their heads and not their bodies. So there's a bunch of millions of people in the world that are just heads and no bodies. So
yes,
through the journey with the Journeyman Collective, you come into heart. We always say, think with the heart, or think through the heart, in love with the mind. And that gets them that moment to just stop.
Absolutely.
And think.
Absolutely. Thank you both for being with us today. Give us the best website, please.
www.thejourneymencollective.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today, Gary and Rob. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, H-Z, and Educational Odyssey.
My name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And I love Elizabeth. I love the tenacity. I don't think people might understand what it takes to start a business. Elizabeth Becker is with us. And welcome back. Where are you in the gathering of monies right now? I know that you're working hard to raise capital. Where are you in the process?
Well, we're partway through our seed funding round of $2 million.
Wonderful. Prayers go out to you. So we want to eventually see this on the Super Bowl, correct? We want to see the ad for High B&B on the Super Bowl or at least on television.
Yes. Yes, we do. I want to see it on the bus shelters and the on the board, bulletin boards outside. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about it.
Right, right. And do you think that the fact that it's not legal in our country, fully legal in every state, is going to be a hindrance for you?
Well, that's actually our advantage, because as soon as it's federally legal in the U.S., there's going to be so many people, players, coming to the table. Our advantage is that we're in Canada, and it is legal here. The venture that we've created is legal, and Airbnb won't go into cannabis to recognize it until it is federally legal. So we see this window before the legalization as our opportunity to build our database and build the business for an acquisition at the time that it is legal.
Have you been on Dragon's Den yet, or is that upcoming?
I went on Dragon's Den. I did. I guess it was last year. And it went right over their heads. They didn't see the value in it. They couldn't.
Oh, gosh.
They obviously aren't cannabis consumers. Yeah, they felt that if somebody wanted to consume cannabis, you could just walk outside and consume cannabis and then go back into your rental. And lots of people do that, but lots of people don't want to do that. If you're in your pajamas, why would I have to get dressed and go outside? And frankly, the whole reason why I built High B&B is so that we don't have to go and hide in an alley or in a staircase.
Exactly.
To consume cannabis like we're criminals, because we're not criminals anymore. I don't want to have to stand in the rain.
That's right. And it's called having options that are real and part of a lifestyle today. And I think that people need to do what they're comfortable doing wherever they are. And if you went outside in my neighborhood, you would be absolutely looked at. And like, why are you smoking outside when there are kids walking around and everything else? It would not be cool.
Yeah, and for the international traveler, and even in the States, you can't travel with cannabis over state lines. when you get to your destination, it's not always easy to find a dispensary. So we want to provide that opportunity for the traveler when they can check in and there's a pre-rolled joint sitting on the pillow or an edible in the welcome basket. And that's the experience that our guests want to have and that we want to support.
Yes, absolutely. So you think of HiBnB as three businesses in one. Tell us what those three businesses are.
Well, it's the accommodations, cannabis-friendly accommodations, and everybody knows what that is because there are so many short-term rental listing sites. So that's, you know, the first business. And the second one is the experiences, which could be tours of a craft cannabis farm where they're sampling, anything to do with tourism around cannabis, but it's also creating community events like a cannabis-friendly poker game or a cannabis-friendly hike or stargazing. To me, that opens up that there's so much room for growth in that area. When I want to do something with my girlfriend on the weekend, instead of just go to a movie, I'd want to go on HiBnB and go to an elevated belly dance class, because as soon as cannabis is introduced with the activity, it's a whole other, it's not about a serious belly dancing class. It's about having fun. And it gives people a chance to list their programs. If somebody has a fishing boat, then you can have fishing trip.
I love it.
The second one is experiences. And the third business is the advertising.
Sure. That makes sense. Where can people go right now if they go on the website HiBnB?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a place in Africa, place in Uganda. I'm talking to some people in South Africa. We'll be populating with a lot of listings shortly in Jamaica and another place in the Caribbean. One of the things we're doing right now as we focus on our official launch is in Southern California and around Palm Springs. So we have about, I think, around 200 accommodation listings right now that are scattered all over. So people can, you can check by map. Just go to the search by map and you can see all of the different listings that we have.
How exciting. How exciting. And I have to ask you, where will you be in a year from now? Where do you hope HiBnB will be?
Well, I'd like to have a presence in Europe in a year from now and in Latin America. Germany just legalized, and they're so excited about cannabis, you know, the cannabis market there in Europe. It's even a bigger market than the U.S. So that's where I'd like to be, is, you know, established in North America, starting to build in Europe, and with a presence in Latin America.
Yeah. This has just been such a delight having you with us today. I wish you the best of luck, and keep us posted, please.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
And Elizabeth, give out where people can find you.
On socials at Experience HiBnB, or come to our website. It's hibnb.us. You can send us an email to hi@hibnb.us.
Thank you. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.